Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the boom sound.
Welcome, rodeo fans. That's right. It is time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network as we are broadcasting live on the World Wide Web as well as KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. Well, good afternoon, everybody. And, you know, we have had ourselves a great week. Man, I'm telling you, lots of exciting stuff happening here. Getting ready for another rodeo weekend. It's going to be a big one. And, man, we're just excited about what's happening out there in the rodeo world. But we're really excited about what's going on right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And, of course, we're getting back in the swing of things after taking a week off and, well, trying to get a little bit of rest anyways. We did have an opportunity to call in and check in with our good friends down there in Stephenville this morning doing our always fun and entertaining 808 Rodeo Update. And, of course, we call in there in the KWBY studio, give them a heads up on what's happening in the rodeos and what's been going on. And, you know, we want to let you fans that are tuning in now, maybe you missed this morning's show, and I don't understand why, because they have the TuneIn app, they have, you know, the we have the stream broadcasting on MakingEightRodeo.com. They've got it on kwbyradio.com. You can listen to it anywhere, folks. But if you missed the 808 update, maybe you're in the shower, getting ready for work, or whatever the case is, we're going to bring it to you right here. So we're going to let you take a listen to the rodeo update. We are also doing a best of series this week. We're kind of reflecting a little bit on where we've been, the road we've been up, you know, and down here over the course of the last 4 years, and just what we've had to accomplish. And we have had some great guests. Now, yesterday, we had two-time world champion Justin McBride with us. Today, we're going to have world champion bull rider Gary LaFue, and we're going to sit back and talk with him. Now, this was an interview that we originally did back in 2010, getting ready to take some bull riders from Florida out to his school here in Graham, Texas, which is just down the road from where we are right now. So, you know, it's kind of funny how things go full circle, and we were back in Florida at the time and excited to come out here to Texas and be a part of this Gary LaFue Bull Riding School, and we had an opportunity to sit down with him. We also had an opportunity to talk with Steve Wangler, who was one of the bullfighters there, putting on a bullfighting school. Now, these days, Gary LaFue is working a lot with Miles Hare and Rob Schmetz, and they're working in conjunction and putting on some great bull riding and bullfighting schools. So, we want to make you guys aware of the fact that if you guys are interested in, you know, you need to hone your skills as a bullfighter, maybe you're looking to get into the business or really step up your game, whether you're a bull rider or a bullfighter, the LaFue Bull Riding Schools are certainly the way to go. And like I said, you can find out when Rob Smets and Miles Hare will be there. So many world championships between the three of those instructors that you are going to get some great learning experience. And, you know, it works well on both sides. I just love being down there. We've been to it, several of the Gary LaFue, Rob Smets schools. And, you know, the students that come out of there have really developed, and we see a lot of them now running in the circuits and doing cowboy protection as well as doing some great competition, and they are handy in the bull riding. So this guy is known for breeding world champions. We're gonna go back and listen to our original interview with him. First time we had a chance to talk with him here on the Making It Rodeo Network, and it was a great time. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. We're going to do that here coming up in just a few minutes. But before we do, we're going to go in here and let you take a listen to our 808 Rodeo Update from this morning with our good friends there at KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM back in Stephenville, Texas.
Look what I can do.
Let him out, boys.
808.
Don't. When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
Yep, I'm flying through the air. This is not good.
Ooh, nice, Annie.
I'm your huckleberry.
What you talking about, Willis?
We have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio, with Scott Masick.
Send an 808, got an 808, boom, and an 808.
And now, ladies and gentlemen of America, it's time for the big announcement you've all been waiting for.
Well, it is finally time. It is 8:08 and time for the Making 8 Rodeo Update. Please welcome back in our good friend, Mr. Scott Masick.
Well, hello and howdy, Joey Lee.
How are you, my friend?
Man, I'm doing great. I was having a hard time remembering the number to call in to KWBY. It's been so long.
Hey, I have to try to remind myself every day. What are you talking about?
I hear you, my friend.
Happens.
I hear you. So how are things in the great town of Stephenville, Texas, the cowboy capital?
Man, if we were any better, we'd be twins.
Oh, I'm telling you what, man. We're too... No. We couldn't be twins. That just wouldn't work right. Man, we're back. I'm telling you, I'm excited for it, brother.
I'm glad you're back because we got too many calls last week while you were taking a well-deserved break of people going, what happened to Scott Masick? Where's Scott Masick? Where's the 808 update? What is going on?
I know it, man. You know, too many people miss me, and unfortunately, the watchers missed me for too long, so we had to take a vacation, but it was short-lived, my friend, short-lived.
Well, you needed it. You need to take care of that stuff. I mean, too many frying pans to the head is not good.
Bam, bam, bam! And then she's all, oh, yeah! Hey, hey, hey! Stop it! Bam, bam, bam!
I know it, man. I know it. I was getting too many headaches, too many concussions. And, you know, hey, speaking of concussions, it's football season, my friend. How about those Baylor Bears?
I tell you what, they're tearing it up.
You know, living all the way over here on the east side of Texas, there's no better way than to tune in to KWBY on a Saturday afternoon and listen to those Baylor Bears get things done.
I tell you, they've been mauling people. That's what they've been doing.
They've been getting it done, my friend. But you know what? There's been a couple guys in the PBR been getting it done, too. How about J.B. Mooney?
Oh, he's on fire.
Winning his second event here in Oklahoma in 2 weeks' time. He went from Tulsa, ended up winning there, did real well in Nashville, came back a week ago, and won the event in Thackerville, Oklahoma, my friend. That guy is on fire. He has worked his way up. He's in the top five, and he is looking good, my friend.
I tell you, he can do no wrong, I think.
I'm telling you, I agree with you, Joe Galee. But listen, man, this past week, the PBR was in Oakland, California, home of the Raiders, man. I'm telling you, that is the Raider Nation up there. and unfortunately, they had a better bull riding than they do a football team.
Well, that's not saying a whole lot.
I know it. But they did have a great one up there.
California,
and Gavano Alves, the Brazilian, won his third event of the season. Now, this guy is at the top of the chain. He's already won two world championships back-to-back, the first cowboy to do it, and he's working on his third. He is still up there in the point standing. You know what he had to say after he won Oakland, California?
What's that?
I don't know. I was asking the man. The guy speaks Portuguese, and I can't understand it.
How dare you say that to me?
What did I say?
I don't know, but how dare you?
But that's all right. You know what? He holds that buckle up high. That means he won. And you know, he has done a fantastic job. All of the Brazilians, matter of fact, four of them finished out the top four this weekend in Oakland. But those guys are getting ready to get it done, man. They are headed down the road and getting ready to go get things done at another rodeo this weekend. I cannot wait to see what is going to happen here this week.
Oh, yeah. It just keeps getting more exciting and more exciting.
And it does, my friend. You know, it is winding down. They're coming down to the end of the season. Guys are really starting to step up to the plate. We saw Stormy Wing from Texas have a great weekend. Jordan Huff finished in the top 10 this past week. So I look to see some big things happen out of these guys.
Well, I'm excited to see all these guys down here in Stephenville at the big PRCA rodeo, including yourself.
Well, that's right, my friend. We are only a couple weeks away. We're getting ready to pack up and hit the road. I can't wait to get on down there. Man, we are going to have so much fun taking over the KWBY studio. I'm telling you, the morning ride, better get ready because we're gonna take it on a wild one.
Oh, I'm a little nervous still. You know, I try to put it out of my mind, but then you remind me every week.
They're coming! Lock the doors!
That's right. As well, you should be, Jody Lee. You've got some big things in the works. You just hang tight, my friend. Six Gun Sarah, she better get ready too. But we are going to have ourselves a fantastic time. Stephenville, Texas, for the PRCA Rodeo. And, you know, here's the thing, Jody Lee. This is the final weekend, Jody Lee. These guys, these cowboys and cowgirls, are going to have to step up. Now, looking at the standings right now, nobody's safe. I'm telling you, if you're sitting in 12th, 13th, 14th spot, you better hold on tight. Better win some money. Otherwise, your spot could be easily taken in any given weekend, any given performance. So those guys are really having to step up to the plate. But there at the top, you take a look at a guy like Casey Fields, world champion, battling it out with Bobby Moats from Stephenville, Texas, in the bareback riding. There's less than $2,000 separating those guys. That's one rodeo, my friend.
Yeah.
That is big time. Those guys will be battling it out all the way through Stephenville, Texas. I cannot wait to see what the Cowboy Capital brings to the PRCA rodeo.
Oh, I tell you what, with all the added money and the time, I mean, we're going to look at some great rodeo down here at Lone Star Arena.
Oh, you betcha, you betcha. And, of course, it's always great to hang out with our good friends down there, my friend. I know that Wednesday, tomorrow, they're going to be having a great celebration in remembrance to 9/11, too.
That's right. They've got, did you see who's going to be there? A special guest tomorrow.
I did, buddy, man. It's going to be a good one. They're going to have some American flag presentations celebrating 9/11. It's going to be a fantastic time.
I'm excited.
That's right. They have got three-time NFR trick rider Madison McDonald coming out to do a special American flag presentation.
Awesome. That's great.
That's right. Oh, if we were just a little bit closer, my friend, we would make it down there. I guarantee it.
Missed it by that much.
Day late and a dollar short, my friend.
Story of our life, right?
That's the world we live in, Jody Lee. But listen, man, I am going to get on out of here. We got to get ready. Our weekly radio shows, our lunch hour rodeo show is picking back up. We have got some great things. We're doing a best of series. Now, yesterday, we had Justin McBride on, an interview that we did back in April of 2012. We're going to be having more guests call in. We're also going to do a 9/11 tribute tomorrow in celebration and remembrance of that tragic day. You know, and it's really easy to remember where we were. So we're going to talk about that, but we're going to have a great show all week long, man, 11 o'clock Central Time, Jody Lee. We know that our KWBY listeners will be tuned in.
Absolutely. You know we will. Wouldn't miss it.
That's right, Jody Lee. All right, my friend, we'll take care, and we will check in with you Thursday, brother. I cannot wait.
All right. Appreciate it, Scott. That was Scott Masick with the Making 8 Rodeo Network with the Making 8 Rodeo Update, brought to you every Tuesday and Thursday right here on KWBY, brought to you by Bramlett Implement and Pennington Premier Properties.
Yep, I'm flying through the air. This is not good.
We have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio with Scott Masick.
Send an 808, got an 808, boom, and an 808.
Rodeo coverage brought to you by Bramlett Implement, where going green has been our way of life for over 75 years.
After 75 years and four generations as a John Deere dealership, Bramlett Implement knows it's time to gear up for fall. Make your projects easier with John Deere. Choose from a 22 to 66 horsepower John Deere tractor package with box blade, loader, rotary cutter, and way to haul it all in one cost-saving package. And Bramlett Implement wants your trade, 1 acre or 1,000. We are all farmers. See BramlettImplement.com. That's BramlettImplement.com for details. Bramlett Implement in Stephenville, where going green has been a way of life since 1937.
Hi, this is Sissy Pennington with Pennington Premier Properties, and I cowgirled up.
Pennington Premier Properties is your source for Stephenville, Texas real estate and horse properties for sale. We are a small, dedicated team of real estate professionals that offer one-on-one personal and professional real estate services in Stephenville. We are also a company 100% comprised of horse and ranch owners. We understand the needs of horse owners and ranch operators looking for horse property for sale near Stephenville, Texas, as well as those searching for residential in town. Please contact us today for a no obligation consultation at 254-965-0711 or find us online at PenningtonPremierProperties.com.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
All right, welcome back right here to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show as we are broadcasting live. Of course, that was our good friends there this morning as we got to check in for our 808 Rodeo Update, and you can find it every Tuesday and Thursday morning on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM, as well as making8rodeo.com as we stream it live. You can also find them on the TuneIn app on your mobile phone. I'm telling you, if you don't have it, you need to get it. They play some of the great music. You can listen to the best in rodeo coverage as well as red dirt and southern rock music right there every day, 24/7. So, with that being said, friends, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to let you take a listen to our interview with Gary LeFue. We did way back when in 2010 and had a great time talking with him, so let's take a listen. Here we go. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's more rodeo action right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been. I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain. Getting down hard at Wycane.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words. Cowboy up. KWBY.
Rodeo Safety One. Manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI. the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection. Great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment. From bull ropes, gloves, and spurs. To Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook. Great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafety1.com and find them on Facebook.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Make an 8 Rodeo Network.
I am with you loud and clear, buddy. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing all right. How about yourself?
Oh, hell, I'm just kicking back in this California weather. I'm about a month out from having a total hip replacement, but I'm getting along fine now. I'm getting ready to do a jig.
All right, good deal. You ready to go ride some bulls?
You bet. I wish.
I hear you.
I'll live vicariously through the students.
There you go. That's one way to do it. There's no doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, we are really looking forward to it. I know you're getting ready to come over east side here and enjoy some of this humidity out here in South Carolina here coming up this next weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to be down there in Woodruff, South Carolina. What is the weather like down there?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know South Carolina is hot and muggy right about now. Now, Florida has just been getting rained on every day. And now we got some tropical thing starting up. It was sitting right over us today. But I think it should break out this weekend. I think it's just going to be real hot and muggy.
Well, that'll make my leg feel good. I'll tell you what, the positive side of it is, it gets kind of damp on the coast out here, a lot of fog in California where I live. So the mornings can make my leg ache a little bit, but nothing feels better than that good, hot, muggy weather on my leg. So that'll be the positive side of it when I come down there.
Well, you're going to get more than your fair share then, Gary. I can promise you that.
And when I was rodeoing, whenever the weather got hot, that was when I got hot. You know, I'd probably win 90% of my money in the summertime when it was hot, and it's just something about when the weather's warm, that's when I rode the best.
Really?
Yeah. I loved warm weather, especially after a real warm day and them muggy nights. Man, I tell you what, them bulls bucked, and I could ride like no other place.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, that's an interesting concept there. I never even thought about the weather having a real factor on that. You know, of course, I know if it's raining, but that plays into your rope being slippery and whatnot, somebody puts too much sticky on it. But, I guess that humidity might play into effect, might actually help you ride a little bit better.
Yeah, I always liked it. Rain never did bother me that much either. I went 2 or 3 day monies at Calgary when it was raining straight down. One year I made probably one of the greatest rides I made in my career, and it was not raining, but it was sleeting, But I'd always pretend I was in Palm Springs or someplace in my mind where it was warm. So instead of complaining about it, just kind of keep your mind in a frame where you're someplace where you're having fun and you can't wait to get out there. And once you get good at it, the mind can't tell the difference between an imagined experience and a real experience anyway. So I was able, while everyone else was complaining about the bad weather and their bad luck, I was rejoicing my fortune because it just made it that much easier to win because no one else was thinking about competing but me.
Wow. You know, that definitely brings up an interesting point, when it comes to the bull riding, the mental aspect that really plays into effect. And, if you don't mind, it don't matter,
No, hell, just, you just, wherever you're at, as the old saying goes, you just kind of, that's the place to be, and you just figure that it is what it is, and they're giving money away, and you only have to work 8 seconds a day, so good God, you can't get a better life than that, So how much misery can there be in 8 seconds, So, climb on your bull, have some fun, and make the best of it.
Right on. Now, about Woodruff, South Carolina, is that school filled up or what?
I think it was getting pretty close. I talked to him a week ago, and he said he just had a couple of holes left. So I'm not for sure, but I got a number here they can call if there's somebody that's interested.
Okay.
Anyway, it's 864-884-1401. 01. Just have them give them a call if they're from down that area, and if they got any holes left, they'll stick them in there. But I know she was getting pretty close to being full last week, so if there is, there's only one or two, so they better get to be the first one to call in.
Right. Now,
we put out a good product. That's why they beat a path to our door.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we actually we're really hoping to get up there, and unfortunately, we talked with Austin, and Austin has a pre-engagement that he's got to be at. He's actually up in the northeast part of North Carolina this week. So, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to make it down, and you know, I don't think we're going to be able to head up there, but we are looking forward to Texas. And
you guys are coming to Graham then, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. We are going to be there.
Oh,
matter
great.
Of fact, we have been working with Echo, and you know, really working on trying to get some of these students booked, and I know that she's got a school, you know, that school out there is going to be filling up real fast.
You know, Cody Custer called me the other day, and who come to my school years ago, you know, and then I worked with him off and on along the way, but he's got a boy riding steers now, so he wanted to come over and hang out, so I'll put him to work while he's there, so I'll probably have him help them kids on down in the chute and take advantage of his expertise, so we'll have two world champions there instead of one. So I'm real honored that he called me up and asked if he could come. So I think that's going to make it just an extra special school, and hopefully his boy can come with him, because we're talking about having a steer riding school with it now. So we get some steers put together, and all them little steer riders that are wanting to be future PBR champions, this is where it all starts, you know. And I get guys, you know, telling me all the time. They say, "Well, you know, your method is real advanced, so they can, they can get that later, you know." But that's not the truth.
Oh,
they need to get it started. Start our method of riding when they're very young, you know.
That's
because
right.
It carries right on over, you know. And 90% of our drills are done on horseback without a saddle, you know.
Okay.
And boy, we have got some cowboys out there that become such good horsemen that the bull riding and the steer riding, it just carries right over to it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got an 11-year-old son, too, that I'd like to try to bring out there myself. I think that would be a really good deal for him.
Well, bring him along, and before he gets there, have him get on a horse every day that he can. And, you know, and boys are always thinking, you know, it's sissy to run barrels. Running barrels is one of the best things for your bull riding that there is. But you can't run in a saddle. You got to run bareback. Well, think about it, man. The horse is running. He's turning. He's running again. He's turning. You know, so when they drop that front end and come around them barrels, you got to raise that inside leg, make them run into that leg and pull you around that corner. And then you got to bend at the waist and get over that front end, get off your butt as they head for that other barrel. I mean, I've seen some girls that could just fly around them barrels. You put a boy on there, and when that horse goes turn around that barrel the first time, their butts slide right off of there and fall off, you know. So
man.
I had a kid out home here that, I mean, he looked as pretty on calves and steers as anyone I ever seen. But 2 years in a row, there was a little Indian girl beat him for the year-end championship because her and her dad broke ponies for a living. And those ponies, that center balance that she developed riding those Shetland ponies ever since she was big enough to get on, made her almost impossible to buck off. And so to fight fire with fire, because this kid's sister was a barrel racer and a pole bender, every day he had to race her with a saddle. We'd put three barrels on one end and two at the other, and then one would take the middle barrel, another one would take the far right one, and then the far right would come back to the middle, and the middle would go to the far left. Then they'd have two on the other end, and they'd circle those and then race back. And then they would also race pole bending, go down and back and then back again, only he had to do everything bareback. And so he'd come back that next year and win that association. So it was a fighting fire with fire.
Really interesting. I've never heard that before, Gary. That's the first time I've heard that.
I don't know how many mothers I've had, you know, saying, man, I've tried to get my kid to run barrels. They go, oh, that's sissy. Well, you think sissy. Get on and try it. You know, it takes some incredible skill to really get good at running barrels bareback. But when you do get good at it, them turns and them bulls is a day off. Denny Flynn, one of the greatest bull riders of all time, he come to a seminar I was having in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and I was we were pointing out the horse drills, and so I introduced him to the class, and I said, Denny, the first time I seen you, you showed up, you was about 17, and you ride a double rank bull, and every time I seen you after that, you rode double rank bulls. I said, were you just a natural, or where did you come by all that ability? He said, hell, I was raised in the hills of Arkansas, and my dad bought me and my brother ponies when we were little kids. And every day that was our recreation. He said, we never had a saddle until we were 15. So we'd jump on those ponies and over the hills they'd go and around trees. And he said there was a log down by the creek that set up about 3.5 feet. And they'd run down there with their hands straight out the side and jump over that thing. He said, I went over that thing once and went over it 100,000 times, you know. And then when it come to riding bulls, he said, as soon as he climbed on one and they jumped, he moved to where he'd been moving on them ponies a million times, you know.
Wow.
And that skill that he developed on those horses, led to a legendary performance in bull riding.
Right. As a matter of fact, he was just inducted in the Hall of Fame this year. So,
oh, man,
yeah,
there's never anyone more deserving than him. What a bull rider. I mean, 3 NFR championships,
right.
Lost another one by 1 point, and it's a real controversial call whether the other guy should have been goose egged or not, and probably he really should have won 4, you know, so. Just an incredible athlete, and I remember me and Johnny Knoxville. We were scouting a movie that I wrote a movie script and sold it to him, and we were scouting up in Cody, Wyoming. And the kid that won the national finals last year, Kanan Acey, when the Extreme Bulls one night, went the rodeo the next night, went down to Greeley, won Greeley, won everything he went to that weekend, you know. And he's only got 19, you know, and so or 18 maybe, and. So I went over and I told his folks, I said, boy, you've done a good job with that kid. And the dad said, you know, we used to watch you every night on the old Bull Riders Only when you was calling the telecast. And he was just maybe 4 or 5 years old then. And said, you said, if you want your kid to be a good bull rider, get him on a horse every day without a saddle, you know. And he said his mother took that as marching orders and had him on a horse every day without a saddle. And that incredible balance that he built on those horses carried over to the incredible bull riders he's become today.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, I'll tell you what. There's so much that they can learn from you. I'm just thrilled to death to be able to go out there to Graham, Texas. And we're actually bringing a couple guys from Florida out that way. And I know these guys are really eager to learn from you, as well as I am. You know, just hearing your methods of teaching and what you have to offer all these young bull riders is just something fantastic, and I can't wait to get out there to Graham and spend some time with you, Gary.
You know, the guys that, that can't make it, and even the guys that are coming, you know, I have a DVD out called Dare to Be Great, and there's 3 hours of drills on there, you know, and biggest percentage of them are horseback. And if they'd call my LeFewBullRidingWorld.com, they can order one of those. And I guarantee you that it'll be the best money they ever spent, because they'll learn the drills the way they're supposed to be done. You put a TV right in front of you as you're doing the drills, so you make sure you don't misinterpret, because if you misinterpret the way a drill's done, you create a bad habit instead of a good habit. So
right.
I did this drill tape so everybody could put it in front of them and get everything perfect, because it's the same drills that Cody Lostrell's doing, who's coming out before he cracks back out in September. To get a little tune-up before he goes back out there. I imagine Josh Duchelle, he's out, so he'll probably be coming back out with him. And Skeeter Keensauver, he's on his way out. He's fixing to crack back out, so he's going to come out and spend a couple of weeks with me. So, you know, we're tuning up these, not only the legends, but the same drills that they will be doing are all on this DVD as well. And,
okay.
If they're listening, the number is 548-8997, and that's an 805 area code.
Okay.
548-8997, and that'll get them right through to Gary LeFew Bull Riding World, and they can order one of these, and I guarantee it will be the cheapest lesson that they will ever get, because there's 3 hours of drills on there done the way they're supposed to be done.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll have to get our hands on one of those as well now. And I'll tell you, I've been watching a lot of your teachings have on Rodeo Up, and those are really impressive.
Give Echo your address, and I'll send you one.
Okay, absolutely, Gary.
And your boy will love it. I guarantee you, it'll get him inspired. He'll get out there and start to to doing those horse drills. And I mean, all the horse drills are fun. You put a kid in a round pen and just take a little whip and they get the rope in that, start him out on a pony or something. They crack a whip in front of that pony, and he does a roll back, and then he goes around the pen a ways there, and you crack the whip in front of him. He does another roll back another way. Every time they make a move to the left or the right, they're making a move, you know.
Right.
And if they make it wrong, they're going to fall off. So pretty soon they find the correct moves.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what.
If he turns a bull or turns a horse out of a buck and shoot, has somebody out there with a bull whip just turning them back, you know, and he practices his moves on those horses.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, Gary, I'm only 32 years old, so I might still have one or two left in me.
I'd be cracking back out, man.
That's right. Let me pull out that
bull
up and get
coming, back. Yeah.
That's it. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll definitely work on that. But tonight we really wanted to kind of feature a lot about this Grand Texas, and we've got a couple of the guys that are going to be with you doing the bullfighting school out there. Before we get them on the line with us, I want to give out the call-in number, 646-915-9940. If you got a question for Gary or want to talk with him a little bit, be happy to take your call when we can. But before we do, I want to slide on down here and see if we can't get one of these other guys on the line with us. What do you say, Gary?
That sounds good, man. I'll hang loose right here. If you got anyone call in, need to talk to me, I'll be right here, buddy.
All right, sounds good. We're gonna get this next one now. A couple of weeks ago, we were gonna feature this and have a couple of these guys on the show. And of course, we had Jay Brewer with us, and you know, we got his traveling partner Steve Wangler, and unfortunately, he was not able to join us. We actually thought that something might have happened to him, but we got him on the line here tonight. So, Steve, you with us?
Absolutely. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great, Steve. Welcome to Back on the Ranch, man. Happy to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, we've got Gary down here with us, and of course, we've got Echo on the line. And we had your partner. We had old Jay on the line, and unfortunately, I don't know if something happened, but he got disconnected. So hopefully we'll get him back on with us. But Steve, while we got a chance, man, I want to kind of find out a little bit about you, and I know you're going to be down in Graham, Texas, and working with Jay Brewer and Gary LaFue and doing this bull riding and bullfighting school going on down there the weekend of September 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 10-year veteran of the sport. This is going to be our third school. We had a lot of success with it up in Johnstown, Nebraska, and I'm hoping that success carries on to Graham, Texas. I mean, either way, it's going to be a great time. You get to hang out with the Graham crew, the Brewer family, Brewer Trucking. They're always representing well. It's going to be a good time.
Well, it definitely sounds like it, man. Definitely sounds like it. Now, when did you get hooked up with Jay Brewer there? How long have you guys been partners?
Well, the first time I met Jay Brewer, he was actually a partner of somebody else. We were at a protection match in Freedom, Oklahoma. And I'll never forget his partner, Chad Beavers. He's quite the character. But after the finals in 2007, I was without a partner. And it just so happened that he was without a partner. And we decided to enter over New Year's Eve in Fort Worth. And we clicked really well, really well. We ended up placing second, just one point behind Dusty Tuckness and Andy Burrell. And five bulls really good. It felt really comfortable, so we just went on with it. And we ended up finishing second that year in the world. So that's how it all started.
Okay, good deal. Well, now, Echo, tell us a little bit about what you know of these guys, because you spent some time with them, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Like Steve said, this will be the third school that we've done. The first two have been up here in Nebraska, where Steve and I are both from, actually. I actually have known Steve for several years. I don't know how many, but probably pushing 20 years that I've known him. When Gary and I first talked about doing this school here, my first phone call was to Steve. To ask him if he would be interested in putting on a bullfighting school, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. Their students leave with not only knowledge, you know, that they need for the arena, but all around what it takes to be a bullfighter and make it your career. They learn the business aspect of it, too. So I have to say that everything I've heard from every single one of the bullfighting students has been good. So
good deal.
You know, well, you know, one of the things that I enjoy as Echo is when we all had the positive thinking little seminar and everybody joined in, and it was, man, it just turned out great. You know, from my perspective as a bull rider, and then their perspective as bullfighters. You know, but it all boils down to the attitude and the very same thing, and the kids just loved it. You know, they joined in, they asked a lot of questions, and I think there was as much come out of that school as anything, because it really mentally inspired those kids. After all the knowledge that they learned while they were there, they got the real mental side of it, what it takes mentally to get out there in front of bulls, which takes a lot more guts than what we do is on top of them. But, you know, it was just, it's always just enlightening for me to listen to those guys talk. And believe me, I have more respect for the bullfighters than anybody in that arena, because that's what takes the most guts and the most precision of anything, you know. And so when we all get a chance to kind of voice what it takes for us to rise to the top, It all boils down pretty much to the same thing.
I'd have to agree with Gary. It's 80% of fighting bulls is mental. 20% of it is physical. I mean, any athlete can go out there and try and do it, but if he doesn't have the mental aspect down, he set himself up for failure. I mean, if I can fight bulls, I know anybody can. And you know, it's really interesting doing these schools with Gary, because you know, basically we have the same philosophy when it comes to our mental game. It's just it's applied, you know, in two different ways. And Gary's absolutely right. It is phenomenal listening to just the different stories of how everybody prepares themselves mentally. And I mean, that alone is well worth the weekend of you know, learning a new skill.
So that is one of the things that you guys do at the school, is you guys go through some of that mental you know, the mental coaching as well.
Yeah, well,
right.
You know, we do it with our individual students, but we have one big classroom deal where we're all involved, you know, and that's, boy, that's the one that really gets good, because guys are asking questions, they're asking me questions, they're asking those guys questions, and so much good stuff comes out, and these guys are very serious when they ask these questions. You know, they say, when I feel like this, when I'm fixing to go out there either to fight a bull or ride a bull, how do I handle that, you know? And then you have this room full of guys that have been there and have figured out how to make it work, giving them answers. And whether it's fighting a bull or riding a bull, it's all the same mental attitude, you know. And it's the coolest part of the school, and the school wouldn't be complete without it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, I have to say I agree with that, because sitting there listening to it, and I'm just sitting back in the background. And I leave there every time feeling like I could probably go ride a bull if I felt like it. You know, you just feel like you can take on the world.
Well, it's not too late, Echo. Maybe we can get you on one.
Yeah, okay.
We need a new barrelman down there. We need a barrelman down there, Echo. You can get in the barrel.
Yeah, okay. I can look funny. I can do that.
Besides the fact of you know, just the enjoyment of getting out of these kids prosper after they get out of the school, it's amazing what leaps and bounds these kids go through just from day one to day two. When you instill just some basic fundamentals and just you instill just a little bit of confidence in them, and it just grows like a weed. And to me, it's very gratifying personally.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, just to sit back and look at kind of the rewards of seeing these kids succeed. I would certainly agree with you, Steve. I think that's a great thing that you guys are doing for these, you know, these students. And you guys are teaching them the concept of what it takes to be a, you know, a winner within the rodeo, not just to go out and actually ride a bull or to fight a bull, but to actually be successful in it. And that's what kind of separates you guys from some of the other schools, you know. Anybody can say, yeah, we're going to hold a school and give you an opportunity to get on or be around these animals, but to actually get out and be winners is what you guys are really teaching. And, man, I am so looking forward to Grand Texas. This is going to be excellent.
One of the coolest things that we like to do Jay and I both, we've got a ton of resources at our disposal. And just this spring, this last goal that we had in Johnstown, Nebraska, we had a world champion bullfighter, Wasey Munsell, there. And it was amazing what just the mental aspect of what he does to prepare for a bullfight. I mean, just help these kids unbelievably. So you never know what we're going to be able to do. We might be able to pull a couple special guests out of our backside for this one. We'll have to see.
Well, you know what? I actually know a couple over there in that Texas area, and you know, we'll certainly get in contact. I'll try to help y'all out in that, you know, as far as that goes as well. I got a couple names that I might throw out there to you, Steve. You know, we've got guys, you know, of course, I've had the experience, the opportunity to ride with Ross Hill quite a bit. And so I've been around Wasey Munsell and Andy Burrell and a lot of these guys. We're at the Thunder Echo Games in Las Vegas. And actually, Dusty Tuckness was our co-host on our show. You know, he did all the play-by-play in the broadcast. And so really to learn from these guys and, you know, of course, it was a freestyle bullfighting deal, but really just to see how they did that. You know, those matches were just phenomenal. And then to come back to a rodeo or a bull ride and watch these guys fight bulls with using that same technique, you know, man, it was just really impressive to watch. I really enjoyed it and learned a lot from these guys. So I know that you kind of come from that same picking, you know, of successful bullfighters, and we look forward to getting out there and watching you teach some of these other guys.
One of the most important things that we stress, not only is it cowboy protection, but it's also the entertainment value that comes with fighting bulls as well. As soon as the wreck's said and done, it's your responsibility as a bullfighter to entertain those people that are sitting in those stands. And one of the best ways of doing it is to showcase your skills. If you got a bull that's got a lot of heat, he's wanting to hook something, and you go out there and you just completely rip its head off. I mean, the crowd's going wild. The committee loves it. It's job security, and you leave the arena feeling pretty good about yourself. So, you know, we don't just cover cowboy protection at these schools. I mean, we like to cover every aspect of the sport. And, you know, freestyle bullfighting is just as important as cowboy protection.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're right about that. And as a matter of fact, I actually heard that same thing being preached to some of the other bullfighters. From one of the best in the business, so I know where you got that from. It's you know, and it really is. It's a big part of making an event. You know, when it really is part of that entertainment field. And when you walk out of there, you know, not only are you walking out with your heads high, but the fans are walking out with a smile on their face, and you know they're going to come back.
Absolutely.
Well, you know,
I remember when I was a kid and going to the rodeo to watch it. My favorite part of the whole rodeo was when the bullfighters come out and fought the bulls. I mean, that was, man, I was just on the edge of my seat, you know, and I remember it like it was yesterday. So there is nothing more entertaining than a good bullfight. Wow, you know.
You're right.
Going after, it just, that sells the show.
You know what? And as long as I'm still not in the arena with them, it's good, you know. That's where it's impressive to watch. I'm not watching them when I'm still trying to get out of that arena. But you know what, Gary, I agree with you too. Those bullfighters, man, they have a much harder job than what we had trying to ride these bulls. And I always went over before rodeo or bull ride and shook hands with those bullfighters to make sure that they knew who I was, you know, and that they were going to make sure to be there a step early if they needed to be. Because, you know, I mean, you know, in your late 20s or whatnot, you don't move as fast as those 16, 17-year-olds. So, yeah, you kind of got to do what you can. But they really have it, and they have their work cut out for them every event. They earn their money because they're in there the entire time. You know, we're just out there 8 seconds.
You know, one of the biggest things is, you know, fighting bulls isn't for everybody, and I'll be the first person to admit it. I mean, we're a special breed, you know, us bullfighters. And, you know, Jay and I will do the best we possibly can to make every one of our students one of the, you know, the best bullfighter they can possibly be, or we'll at least instill the tools needed so that they can go out, you know, and hit those practice pins and hone them skills. But like I said, I mean, it's not for everybody, but we'll definitely try and do our best to make it for everybody, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, man. Like I said, it's going to be exciting. Now, Echo, You know, last time we had Jay on the show, we were actually starting to worry about Steve here. This time we've got Steve on the show. Jay was with us, and then he dropped off, and I don't know what happened to him. He's not back yet, so hopefully everything is all right with him.
I do know that when I talked to Jay earlier today, he said he would have to drop off a little bit early. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. So he probably just.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
We had an opportunity way earlier than we thought.
Yeah, that's fine. You know
what?
Okay. We had an opportunity. Yeah, it really is. You know, we had Jay on the spotlight. Now, I don't know, Steve. We did talk a lot about you, or at least I didn't. You know, Echo and Jay did. They talked quite a bit about you. So this might be your opportunity to get back at him. You could tell us some stories about Jay.
Well, I tell you what. You know, besides the fact that he's an outstanding bullfighter, he's one hell of a species when it comes to just a human being. And he can grill about anything over a oak fire. That guy is amazing when it comes to grilling. It's unbelievable. And he comes from some really good roots. His mom and dad, I'm just tickled pink to be back down in Graham, Texas just to visit because they're a hoot, let me tell you. And Echo, I've got nothing but really good things to say about her. She really puts on a quality school, and she goes above and beyond to make it a good quality school. I've never seen somebody do what she does to promote a school like she does. I mean, I appreciate everything that Echo does for Jay and I can guarantee you Jay does the same. And me as well.
I tell you what, this gal is she's one of those that you don't even have to ask; it just gets done. she's a multitasker. You know, us cowboys, we can do one thing at a time, but when you got a multitasker behind you, they get all kinds of things done. And boy, she's I'm gonna put her to promoting all my schools because she is just the best.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna toot her horn too, because the short time that I've known Echo, she's done nothing but help us. You know, in the process of helping you guys, you know, of course, we've been promoting your schools and trying to get some students out there and signed up. And the more we've done, the harder she's worked for us. And I said, you know, Echo, we're just trying to help you out. But she really is. Yeah, and she is a great multitasker, Gary. You know, I've gone to her already for some help because I'm like, you know, I can't do all this. And she's like, oh, I got it covered already, you know, so. Yeah, she's a stand-up girl, and we look forward to getting out with all you guys. This is just really going to be a fun time out there in Graham, Texas.
Now, while we're on the subject of fun times, if you're coming to the national finals this year, I'm having the buck and ball, which I had for 35 years and still have in San Francisco in October. If you're in San Francisco, come there. But if you can't make San Francisco, we're going to be at the Gold Coast every night after the rodeo. Donnie Gay and his crew will be downstairs with the NFR tonight. We'll be upstairs with the Buck and Ball. So it's Justin McBride, the world's champion PBR rider, is going to be there playing music for us. And then we got another local band that is really hot. So we're going to have some good music and a lot of fun.
Now, do they have to buy tickets for
play,
that, Gary?
Right?
No, it's free. It's free.
Is it free cover?
And they got. Oh, and
wow.
I mean, it's. They got more free stuff than you can imagine. You know, we got all kinds of sponsors, so everybody's going to have a great time.
Well, see, looks like we're going to have.
We're giving all kinds of stuff away every night. If you show up, you're eligible for some giveaways, and so. But it's just the Gold Coast is going to be the place to be again. It's been the last couple of years. Donnie, that show that Donnie and Joe Beaver and them do is just outstanding. You know, they interview different contestants from the NFR every night, and. Bob Tallman and Boyd Pohemus join them, and then of course we're going to be there. They'll be joining us upstairs after they get through their shows for the Buck and Ball.
Wow. Well, last year when we were out there, I actually saw Donnie's show that he did. You know, with
show,
the interviews and things. It really is. That was really entertaining. You know, and it looks like we're going to start looking for some plane tickets and head back out there for another year.
Yeah, well, just as you're crossing the casino, just before you get to his deal, there's a little escalator goes up about 15 feet, and we got a big party going on up there called the Buck and Ball, and it's going to be jumping. Like I say, Justin McBride's playing for us, and a local band that is really hot locally there is. So we have nonstop music till the wee hours.
Man.
And
a hell
of a party.
Great. Yeah,
a lot of cowboys.
No doubt.
We got tons of the cowboys coming over to join us for the fun.
Well, if the guru's going to be there, it's bound to be one hell of a party, right?
You can count on that. You can count on that. If you don't have fun there, I take it personally.
That's it.
I'll just give you money back, but it don't cost you no money to come anyway. We ain't gonna find better than that.
That's right. There's no doubt. Well, shoot, Gary, I certainly appreciate you getting on with us, and look forward to meeting up. Like I said, I really wish we could have made it out there in South Carolina this next weekend, but want to wish you well out there, and hopefully that school will be real successful. I'm sure it will be.
And I look forward to seeing you guys in Graham, Texas, and save up your money, get to Las Vegas, because once you get over to the Gold Coast, nothing will cost you anything, so you'll have nothing but fun.
That's right. Excellent. We'll do that, Gary. All right, man. Well, we're going to let you go, and stay in touch with us. We'll definitely be in touch from now till then.
Okay. Talk to you later, Steve. Talk to you later, Echo.
Yeah, Gary, have a good one.
Okay. Adios.
All right, guys. That was world champion bull rider Gary LeFou, and, having an opportunity to talk with him like we did, we look forward to getting him back on our show and checking in, finding out how things are going. I got to say that we actually were there in Las Vegas for the Buck and Ball, and wow, what a party it was, having Justin McBride there, bringing up a lot of guys there. I mean, it was just a absolutely fun time. So there is always something to look forward to, and who knows, we may be back there again this year for it, But if you guys are looking to get on board, go check out LeFou Bull Riding World, and I think that you will really get a lot out of, if nothing else, just his positive thinking and his positive attitude. We've got the CDs, we watch the training videos, and this guy is a motivating instructor. He will get you fired up. So, fans, we are going to wrap up our show here today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and remind you we'll be back here tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is 9/11. And we're going to be doing a tribute. We're going to be talking a lot about it. We'll take your calls. We'll take your comments. For the rodeo world, how did 9/11 impact us? I mean, that's really a big question. And we'd certainly love to hear your stories and how you were impacted, where you were when you actually got the news that such a tragic accident had taken place here, or such a tragic act of terrorism. And where we come since then. So we're going to talk about it here on tomorrow's show. I want to remind you, man, 11 o'clock Central Time. Make sure to keep it tuned in to KWBY 24/7. You guys can get the best in country music, red dirt music, as well as Southern rock. So until tomorrow, rodeo fans, remember, the road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out makin8rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as kwbyradio.com. As we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Howdy folks, Scott here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to making8rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at making8rodeo.com. Get a grip.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. No, you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.